Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem HSP share number 25. HSP share number 25. So we're talking about strategies of HSPs, how to handle different things. We know traveling could be very difficult for HSPs. Airports, planes could be difficult for HSPs. They have sensory overload. There's anxiety for empaths on airplanes because there's no escape, you know. So there are different ways that you could work through those things that she talks about. And, you know, in hotel rooms and all these traveling issues. She also has in her book various different methods that, again, she's high energy. She's the energy type person. I'm not really don't know much about these things and how these things work and how much they work and, you know, on the very energy type style things, which I'm not going to get into now because something that I need research about and to work through, I'm really not going to discuss much. But what is clear that is that what helps empaths a lot with all of these things is the mind-body connection being as healthy as possible, to recognize that our thoughts have effect on our bodies, to recognize how negative thoughts increase the flow of stress hormones, which accelerates aging and decreases immunity and increases anxiety and blood pressure and heart disease, and positive thoughts, on the other hand, boost a flow of healthy chemicals, good feeling, good hormones that promote health and happiness. So the positive self-talk is very much recommended. We know that's a Torah concept very strongly, of serving Hashem with simcha, especially when one is not feeling well. You affirm to yourself, I deserve to be besimcha, and I'm strong, I am loving, I am positive, and have the ability to remove all the negativity out of my life. We're going to talk now about a serious issue that a lot of empaths face more than others, and that's addiction, whether it's alcohol, overheating, all types of addictions. Because empaths tend to self-medicate themselves because of the discomfort of being overstimulated. So they turn to alcohol, drugs, sex, food, gambling, shopping, other addictions. And empaths in particular are susceptible to these behaviors because they get overwhelmed very much by the extreme sensitivity, feeling too much, including their own pain, other people's pain. And there's a tendency to numb oneself, to shut off those thoughts and feelings, to diminish the empathy we feel, so that, you know, so that it's not so painful anymore. We said last time research shows that painkillers such as Tylenol decreases empathy, and that's perhaps a subconscious draw that empaths have by abusing, whether it's Tylenol, other types of painkillers, that they reach for because they're trying to escape inner pain by drowning it out through painkillers or alcohol or over-the-counter drugs or prescription medication. And empaths who struggle with addictions need to learn ways to center themselves, protect themselves, instead of self-medicating in an unhealthy way. So this is what happened. One person said, basically, I used to bury my feelings. I needed to go places, but I couldn't because of the anxiety, so I drank before I went. One man said, basically, that wherever he drank a lot when he traveled, because he doesn't want to have other people's energy wear him out when he goes to wherever it is. So he just drinks to cope. But that's a very high price. Because why? Because addiction, all types of addictions, only provide short-term relief from the sensory overload, and it's temporary, but it's prone, if you continue with such types of addictions, that you lose touch with your body, you lose touch with your spirit, and it's very easy for negativity to take hold. Judith Orloff herself admits in her first book that she wrote that when she was a teenager, she shut off her sensitivities because it was too overwhelming for her, by getting involved in drugs and alcohol. She was an introverted empath, so she used substances to become less anxious and more social with friends and at parties, which decreased the feelings of not feeling, you know, not fitting in. And she had no other skills for managing her overwhelming empathetic ability or intuition security, so she reached for something external to shut it down, which was those drugs or alcohol or addiction. And for a short time, it felt normal, but substances were not the answer. Over time, it got worse and worse till she knew she had to deal with it and she had no choice. So the idea is the empaths very often remain undiagnosed and they don't realize their overstimulation and high sensitivity fuels their addictive behavior. And when are they prone to go towards that behavior? They're prone to do that when they get overwhelmed by emotions, whether their own emotions or other people's emotions, when they are in emotional pain or feel frustrated or anxious or depressed, or their feelings are hurt, so they escape into this. If their feelings are hurt, or they feel uncomfortable in their own skin, or they have trouble sleeping, or they feel unemotionally safe in any given situation, they'll turn towards these addictions. Alcohol, sex, food, gambling, and so on. Feeling criticized, blamed, rejected, shy, anxious, not fitting in socially, isolated at home, and tired, and being drained by narcissists and being drained by other people that draw away your energy for many reasons. And the desire to want to escape and shut out the world. So all of this shows that if you have any of these feelings, that you do turn towards either substances or other forms of abuse when these things happen. Self-awareness about this is liberating. No reason to be ashamed or to blame yourself, but rather be aware of your addictive tendencies. And by doing so, you'll be able to gain a true understanding. It's very important to recognize that. Self-awareness is liberating. And the more you understand of how you cope with your sensitive, empathetic nature, you will learn as you go along much more on how to deal with it. So you identify your addiction, or if it's not a full addiction, but nevertheless, what do you escape to when you feel overwhelmed? Do you escape for food? Is it sex? Is it love? Is it gambling? Is it shopping? Is it work? Is it video games? Is it the internet? Doing all of this in an extreme way to lower your anxiety level and shut down your sensitivities. Self-medicating is very often an issue over here. And it's crucial to recognize that it's nothing from the outside that's going to give you peace. Not a substance, not a person, not a job, not any amount of money can make you feel comfortable with yourself and your sensitivities. Happiness is on the inside, and we must know and learn how to love ourselves, which is a process of discovery for ourselves. There's no Uri Mikloth on the outside, someone said. There's no external refuge. It's all within. It's all within. One has to be very, very careful, especially when they're giving it over, these type of things, to other people. Addiction is a very, very sneaky thing. It hits you very quickly in the most vulnerable times when you feel overloaded. And when that happens, it's very hard to resist the will with willpower alone. So basically it's like this. Let's say your father criticized you. Hurt is intense, or you're trapped by these people that are unhealthy around you and makes you feel overwhelmed by their talking and making light and by joking. In any of these scenarios, you just want relief. But now you could do something different. Instead of turning to a bottle of wine or a chocolate cake or an expensive shopping gift, you can connect with a higher power to soothe your anxiety. And turning to that higher power calms us when we can't calm ourselves. It shifts the fear out of us and moves it into love. Brings back into our hearts love and higher power to correct any given situation. It's an empath's friend to turn to spirituality, to turn to Torah, to turn to Yiddishkeit, to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Einoid Milvadai. Trusting Hashem. Trusting Hashem can resolve all your problems. He's the one to turn to. And you open up with that and talk to Hashem and give up of yourself towards Hashem and say, I'm going to turn to you. I don't need to run and escape into these other things to make me feel better. That is a great relief for many. And the start of that is the beginning of a start for great things for an empath. A person needs to realize, especially an empath, that they are greater than any addiction. They're greater than any fear. And they move forward. They have the ability to move forward. And they do move forward. A big factor of empathetic issue is for empaths, many of them, although some actually don't eat because of that, but most that are empaths run to the risk of overeating to a great degree that causes a lot of mesiras nefesh to overcome, and food addiction could become an uncontrollable craving. And diets and weight loss programs usually don't have an enduring success. And specific addiction is often based on sugar or some common carbohydrates that are unhealthy. And the question is why? Why is food addiction and overeating such a challenge for empaths? So you have to remember this. In the early 20th century, women were often extremely obese, and they claimed they needed to be heavy to protect themselves from taking on the pain or the symptoms of their patients, and also as a good coping mechanism. It could lead to very destructive habits and affect your health in a very negative way. People psychologically eat and have excess weight as armoring yourself against absorbing other people's stress. So adding pounds make you feel more grounded, buffer negativity by you reaching for sugar and carbohydrates and junk food as a quick fix is very short-lived and unhealthy, and it could become addictive. And perhaps, she's saying that you have an empathetic eating disorder that involves the binging and purging and so on and so forth. And diets often fail for sensitive people for this reason, because they are unaware that they are eating unhealthy foods to protect themselves from overwhelming or negative energies. And when I point that, I am... So a lot of this overeating comes from a sensory overload that you're just trying to cope. So to summarize, when are you likely to be a food empath? When you eat when you're emotionally overwhelmed, turn to sugar, carbs, junk food to self-soothe, and you're very sensitive to the food that comes into your body, mood swings, brain fog, feeling toxic from sugar, caffeine, sodas, or junk food, food allergies and intolerance, such as to gluten or soy. Do you feel protected from the stress when you're heavy? Do you feel energized by healthy, clean foods? Do you feel more vulnerable to stress out when you're thin? So this is one copy of a list of showing whether you are a food empath or not. And they have a higher sensitive system that needs to be respected. And he says something about overweight here. Excess weight is the way of armoring yourself against other people's. The guidelines for empathetic eaters is sometimes on the breathing exercises, drinking a lot of water, limiting sugar intake, eating protein, don't let your blood sugar levels drop too often. Eating, shorter, in between meals, or, with shorter meals, or eat a lot of vegetables or healthy fats, which are good, and limit your caffeine intake, which is also good. And Bez Hashem, the eat for the energy you eat basically in order to stay healthy, and you don't, because of the food. It's important to test for allergies and so on and so forth. So the idea of it is an empath has to be compassionate on their bodies and be very careful with addictive tendencies that they tend to have, which could create a tremendous bracha to a lot of, could basically be a tremendous bracha to a lot of people by listening to the wisdom of their body, by trying to eat in a healthy, balanced way. It affects their mental health in the most positive way possible. Bracha v'atzlacha.